Discuss with you a statement in the Gemara, a story told by the Gemara in the Sugya of Kibud Av Va'Em in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, and I think it ties into the entire discussion about Beis HaMikdash. Next week we start the 3 weeks with Shivasa B'Tammuz. It ties into the Parashat Paraduma that we read just less than 2 days ago. A very, very famous story that appears both in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi with slight changes. The story of a guy by the name of Doma ben Nesina. And ultimately, he had a paraduma that was born in his backyard, so to speak. And it was all bezchus, the kibud av, that he respected his father, and he refused to wake up his father. The Gemara tells us that the great Amora, Rabbi Eliezer, was asked by his Talmidim, Ad Heichan Kibud Av Va'Em, how far does the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em require me to go? Amar Lehem, Tzu Re'u Ma'asa Ovdei, Oved Kochav Me'echa Li'Oved B'Yashkel Ndob Menesina Shmo, Bikshu B'Menech Chacham Avonim Li'Efod B'Shishim Ribui Schar, and hoye mafteach munach tachas mara shosov shel avi velo tziaro l'shana cherestos nekosh baruch hu scharo shenoldolo paraduma v'edro nichnesu chach v'sol etzo omer lehem yodei ani bachem shani im ani mevakish v'hem kol momen shebolem atem nosnim lo ela ein ani mevakish chem ela oso momen shefsadeti b'shvil kibur abba. So according to the version recorded in the Bavli, the case of Dom ben Nesina is such that when the Chachamim asked for an Evan, they needed desperately one of the Avonim for the Ephod. They were willing to pay Shishim Ribu Ischar, a massive amount of money, a tremendous sum. And when they came to Dom ben Nesina, who had this precious stone, the key that would unlock the chest where he had hidden this precious stone, was underneath his father's head. He wouldn't refuse to wake up his father to be Mitzayrim. And the next year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him his reward. He had a paraduma, and he was very humble about how much money to take from the Chachmei Yisrael for this paraduma. A slightly different version, but I think the important emendations, is recorded in the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. It's on Chaf Amid Beis. And one of the most important changes here, or shall we say additions, is that the Yerushalmi identifies exactly what stone it was that the Chachamim tried to buy in order to complete the missing stone on the ephod. And it was the Evan Yashpa, which is one of the 12 stones on the Choshen, upon which the name of Binyamin was engraved, and that's what they lost. And according to the Karban Eidah and the Pnei Yoshua, the great commentaries on the Yerushalmi, Pam Achas of the Yashpa Shel Binyamin, this stone, as we said, it's a Yashpa stone, the stone that symbolizes the Shevet of Binyamin. Amrin Man Isle Tava Kavase. They investigated who would have such an Evan, and they were told, Dom ben Nesina. They went to Dom ben Nesina. They offered him Mea Dinrim for the stone, and Dom ben Nesina went to find the stone. He found instead that his father was sleeping, and the key was below his father's head. And there's another Yesh Omrim in the Yerushalmi that the Mafteach of the Evan, of the Teva, where the Evan was locked up, was in the hands of his father. Another version has it was under the feet of his father. In any event, he comes back, Dom ben Nesina, when he discovers where the key is, and he says, no, I can't bring you the stone, I can't get access to the key. And the Chacham heard this. They didn't know what the story was. They figured he's trying to squeeze out more money. They doubled it. They offered now 200 zuz. He still refused, and they offered 1,000 dinarim, and he still refused. Only when his father woke up from his sleep, then the guy went up, and he brought them down the yashpa. The Chachamim agreed to pay him 1,000 dinarim, because that's what they had agreed to. He refused to accept 1,000 dinarim. He says the original agreement was 100 dinarim, that's what I'll take, and not a penny more. And he adds another phrase here, Dom Ben Asina. Amar Lehem, he turns to them and he says, shall I sell my kibud av? Meaning, I'm going to benefit 900 dinarim because of my kibud av. I don't want to benefit from my kibud av at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him the schar. And that very night, a parah aduma was born to his cow, to Dom Ben Asina's cow. The Chachmei Yisrael took a mishkal of zahav and they brought it to Dom Ben Asina to offer him to buy the paraduma. And at the end of the story, that's what they bought. The Yerushalmi quotes a statement of Rav Shabtai, who darshens the pasuk in Iyov, who mishpat v'rov tzedaka lo yane. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Matan Schoren Shalosei Mitzvus Begoyim. Which might indicate that Hashem pays up in this world to the Goyim who do mitzvahs. Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah tries to smoothen out the differences between the Bavli and the Yishalmi. And he says the following, that in the Bavli, there's no mention of the fact that the Chachmei Yisrael were looking for any particular stone for the Choshen. Near the Haimaisa, the Dom Ben Asina, this Maisa took place in the Avnei Choshen. And we have here an amazing story about Dom Ben Asina and the Evan Yashpe of Binyamin that was missing and was ultimately replaced by purchasing it from Dom Ben Asina. Now, one of the fundamentals of our Emunah is that nothing happens by chance. There's a Hashgacha, there's divine providence. And let's understand a few things. Number one, why was it that of all stones, the one single stone that was lost was the Evan HaYashpa of Binyamin? Question number two, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it in his divine wisdom that they would purchase this stone from a guy, Dom Ben Asina, who was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibud Av on the highest level? And thirdly, why was the schar that was given for this Mitzvah of Kibud Av, the birth in the flock of Dom Ben Asina of the Paraduma? What's the connection, if we can, between Evan Yashpa, Kibud Av Ha'em, Paraduma? Can we link and stitch up these three things together? So we're going to start with the Meshech Chachma, which is quoted here in the Shvilei Pinchas. And he adds another two details to this story of Dom Ben Asina that are very important. Number one, the story says Rabbi Simcha takes place at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. And number two, that the divine providence had it that the Evan HaYashpa would be found by in the possession of Dom Ben Asina, who was Mekayim Kibud Av Ha'em. He says, Da, to Kol HaShvatim, Tziaru Laviyem B'Mechiris Yosef. If we look at the Shvatim, all but two caused this pain and the suffering, the anguish to their father Yosef, to their father Jacob. Of course, Yosef himself was sold, so obviously he's not part of the deal. And number two, Binyamin is not part of the deal. Now, it seems that Yosef himself, even though he was sold under duress against his will, he nevertheless never told his father that he was alive over all those years that he was down in Mitzrayim. And Yosef himself was afraid to reveal to his father because it was a cherem. The Shvatim had imposed and acted a cherem, an excommunication, on anyone who would reveal to Yaakov Avinu that they, the Shvatim, had sold Yosef. Now, in the case of Binyamin, who was totally unaware initially at the time of the Mechiras Yosef of the sale, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kibbutz Av. He didn't cause any tzar. According to Yosef, again, even though he made that shikul, that decision, he didn't want to violate the cherem, but still, at the end of the day, he did cause tzar to his father. So it's a bit of a pegiah in Kibbutz Av, because Binyamin never told his father that he was alive. I mean, Yosef never notified his father that he was alive. He didn't send him a telegram, "Ich bin, you know, I'm alive." And Rabbi Meir Simcha says, based on various sources in Chazal, that the reason why Binyamin was chosen and the significance of this Evan Yashba is because the Shechina was Shora Bechelko, since he was Mechavid Aviv. And then to return the Yashba that was lost, there would have to be some individual who, like Binyamin, would exemplify Kibbutz Avim, and that's Dom Ben Asina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really revealed through Dom Ben Asina the great mitzvah, the greatness of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. That's Rabbi Meir Simcha Midvinsk. But we still have a kasha. The Medrash tells us about Rachel Imenu, the mother of Binyamin, that Tafsa Pelach Shtika. She was silent. She didn't reveal to Yaakov that Lavan, her father, had given Leah and replaced Leah. And therefore, all of her children would be Zocha to be Balei Mistirin. Mistirin, that they too would have this Midah of silence. Binyamin is going to be symbolically represented by Yashper, which means Yeshper, means he could have spoken, he could have revealed the secret about the sale of Yosef, but he was silent. Just like Rachel, his mother, was silent, he too, Binyamin, inherited that midah of silence. We see clearly that Binyamin knew about the mechir of Yosef, but he didn't reveal it. And his Kibbutz Avaim, therefore, was not necessarily greater than that of Yosef. Just like Yosef didn't reveal to his father the sale, so too Binyamin didn't reveal the sale. And if you're going to tell me that Binyamin was secret, he was silent about it because of the cherem, then it's a little bit difficult. Why didn't he reveal to Yaakov that at least Yosef was alive? That wouldn't have violated the cherem. But we take a look in the Ziknei Balei HaTosas al HaTorah, and they say on the pasuk in Brachos Memhei, Vayagidu lo lemar od Yosef chai. And Yosef was, you know, sent the message back to his father that he's still alive. Vim Tomer, if you'll ask, said the Balei HaTosas, mi hitalem acherem. How could this be told and revealed to the father? In other words, that Yosef is still alive, that would be a violation of the cherem. El Yeshlomer Binyamin higilo tchilo shalo haya b'mechira. In other words, the Shvatim sent Binyamin as their messenger to represent them and reveal to Yaakov that Yosef was still alive. And the reason for that, and the heter for Binyamin, is because he was not part of the cherem. That's what it says in the Balei HaTosfos. So if you go with the Balei HaTosfos, then it's quite possible that Binyamin ever knew that the Shvatim had sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. It's just when he, Binyamin, was present when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers and he declared, Ani Yosef achicham asher machartem osi Mitzrayim, then, and only for the first time at that moment, did Binyamin hear, as I said, for the first time, that the Shvatim, in fact, had sold Yosef to Mitzrayim. And when it says in the Medrash that the stone of Binyamin is Yashper, which means Yeshper, Yodem Mechiros is Yosef and Magid, what it means is that after he, Binyamin, finds out, that it was revealed to him, that the brothers had sold Yosef, even though he wasn't part of the Cherem, he didn't reveal it to his father. He just told his father that Yosef is still alive. In other words, how did Yosef get down to Mitzrayim? That was a piece of the puzzle that Binyamin did not reveal, he concealed from his father. So this would shed a different light on the Meshech Chachma, that Binyamin did not know about the Mechiras Yosef. He never was Mitzayir his father. He never actually knew that Yosef was alive. When he found out that Yosef was alive and that he was sold to Mitzrayim, he was loyal to his brothers. He would not reveal to Father Jacob that they had sold him. But just the Besorah, he would tell them the good news that old Yosef Chai, that your son Yosef is still alive. That's also considered Yesh Peh, that he, Binyamin, personifies the meat of silence. He knew about the Mechir of Yosef, at least from that moment of on. He could have revealed it to his father, but he doesn't do so because he doesn't want to create this friction between his brothers and his father. So therefore, when the Yashpa stone was lost, it means it was lost to someone who was Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim V'Shleimus. He never was pogea by concealing the very important information to his father that his brother Yosef was alive. And he didn't want to create any extra tsar by telling and revealing to his father that they, the brothers, had sold Yosef. This is all because of his greatness of Kibud Av V'Aim, a great mitzvah which we'll see in the case of Dom Ben Asina, and that's going to replace the Yashpa stone missing in the Ephod. And if you take a look at the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Veschanon on the Pasuk Kavedes Avich Vesimecha, the Meshech Chochma explains that the reason why the Evan Yashpa was lost from Klal Yisrael is because this entire episode took place during Bayis Sheni, and during Bayis Rishon, Migdash Rishon, they never burnt the para, because they had the Efer para of the para of Moshe Rabbeinu all the years of Bayis Rishon. Again, how that works out logistically is a question. But during the period of Bayis Sheni, when the Tzdukim contradicted the tradition of the Mesoris HaAvos, then there was a pogam in the mitzvah of Kibud Av, and therefore they lost the Evan Yashpa of Binyamin, who represented personified Kibud Av, the mitzvah of Kibud Av. However, we could take this in a slightly different direction. Because if Klal Yisrael lost the Evan Yashpa during the period of Bayis Sheni, and it was found by Dom Ben Asina, who was Mekayim in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, and this was the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded Dom Ben Asina for the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim, that we would have a paraduma. Let's focus our attention on the difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, the Churban of Bayis Rishon, the Churban of Bayis Sheni. The Gemara establishes in Masechta Yoma Daf Tes that the first Migdash was destroyed because of three cardinal sins that were violated, but in the case of Migdash Sheni, they were Osik B'Torah B'Mitzvahs, B'Gilus Chasodim. Why was it Chorev? And the famous Gemara, Mipnei Shahayis Bahem Sinas Chinam. Well, Lamdecha, this teaches you that Shkula Sinas Chinam Kineged Shol Shaveres Chamuros Avodazor Gilarais and Shvichas Domen. Now, why is it that the Migdash is destroyed because of Sinas Chinam? Let's focus on a pasuk at the end of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu bestows the brachos on the various Shvatim, and on Binyamin he says, "L'Binyamin Amar Yedid Hashem Yishkon Levetach Alav Chofei Falav Kol Yom Beik Seifav Shachen." Rashi says that this prophecy was with regard to the Beis Hamigdash. Beis Hamigdash would be situated in the Nachla of Binyamin. He's called the Yedid Hashem, and Hashem Yishko Levetach Olav. And the Medrash raises the question, why was it of all the Shvatim that Binyamin was singled out that the Migdash should be built in his Chelek? And the Medrash says the following, Neimaz Zocha Binyamin Shetishra Shchinoso B'Shchino B'Chelko Kol HaShvatim B'Mechirasa Shel Yosef U'Binyamin Lo Haya B'Mechirasa Shel Yosef Amar Kodesh Baruch Ani Omer Li Elu Sheyivnu Beis HaBechira Lok Sheyu Mispalim Lefana Ani Mevakesh Aleim Rachamim. They're asking me for the Rachmanis. They're gonna have the Beis HaBechira built in their section, and they want to be mispalel through the Beis HaMikdash to me. Says God, I should be mavakish rachman for them. I should be mashrim my shechina in their chelek. After all, they weren't rachmanim. They didn't show any compassion vis-a-vis their brother, meaning Yosef. So it means that the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Averus Sinas Chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built, he chose to build the Beis HaMikdash in the Chelek of Binyamin, because Binyamin was not part of the Mechiras Yosef, who was sold to Mitzrayim because of Sinas Achim, and he, Binyamin, was not part of that Sinas Achim. When in Bayasheni there was a rampant Sinas Achim of Sinas Chinam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed because there's no way I can have Rachmanis on those who don't have Rachmanis on their brothers. If there's no unity, if there's no Ava, instead it's replaced with Sina. That doesn't jive with the Beis HaMikdash. We've got to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So now we begin to understand, of all the Avonim in the Choshen, which one was missing during Bayasheni. If the episode of Dom Menesina took place during Bayasheni, it was the Evan Yashpa of Binyamin. Because if Klal Yisrael were not careful, and they fell prey to Sinas Chinam, then they lost the Midah of Binyamin. Binyamin wasn't part of the Sinas Achim of Mechiras Yosef. And therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send a message to Klal Yisrael that something is really, really missing over here, he's going to choose the Evan Ayashba of Binyamin. And he's basically saying to them at this point, you know what, you're a critical crossroads. If you don't want to destroy the entire Beis HaMikdash, which is built in the Chelek of Binyamin, then you better look carefully at the Evan Yashpa of Binyamin and learn the Midah of Binyamin, that he wasn't part of the Sinas Achim, otherwise you're going to lose the Beis HaMikdash. That's the message that's inherent in the loss of the Evan Yashpa of Binyamin. This is not coincidental. And it's interesting that the word Yashpa really makes up two words, Yeshpeh. And Chazal say in the Medrash that we quoted earlier, Yodeh v'mchiras shel Yosef eino magid. In other words, that Binyamin was also in a situation of tsar for 22 years. He didn't see his brother Yosef, his only brother from his mother Rachel. And not only that, Chazal tell us, Rashi embellishes it, that all the names of the sons of Binyamin, 10 different names, were all names that immortalize the anguish and the tsar over the loss of Yosef. And nevertheless, Binyamin had an avas chinam for the Shvatim, and he doesn't want to reveal to Yaakov Avinu that they sold him. He doesn't want that Yaakov should be makpid on the brothers and have enmity and anger on them. All this for the sake of Avas Chinam, even though he, Binyamin, suffered as a result of this Mechiras Yosef for all these 22 years, because he was missing his brother. He didn't know where his brother is, because according to the Medrash, he only found out when Yosef revealed himself. Now, by the way, on the side, the Chofetz Chaim in his introduction explains that when the Gemara says that the second bias was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, and as the additional statement that Shkula Sinas Chinam Kineged Shol Shaveres Chamuros, what really is behind this in the deeper concealed consciousness of Chazal is the Aver of Lashon Hara, because the Gemara says in Erchin on Daf Tesvavim in Beis that Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel Kolam Esaper Lashon Hara Magdil avonos keneged shol shaveros avodos kechovim gil arayis frichas dovet. That sinas chinam, and now it expresses itself in lashon hara, is so bad, it's so severe of a violation, it's equal to the three averos chamuros. And that's what the Gemara has in mind when it says that because of sinas chinam, the Mikdash was destroyed. It means the sinas chinam as it expressed itself in lashon hara. Now we can begin to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesavev Sivuvim, he, through his divine providence, saw to it that during Bayis Sheni, they, the people of Israel, would lose the Evan Yashpa Binyamin. Binyamin was called Yashpa because Yeshpeh, he could have spoken Lashon Hara, he could have told his father about the fact that they, the brothers, had sold Yosef. But he's Shosek. He doesn't want to open his mouth. Why? Because of Avas Chinom, he has Ava. The Beis HaMikdash, therefore, which was destroyed, the Mikdash Sheni, because of Sinas Chinom, because of Lashon Hara, he, Binyamin, represents the antithesis of Lashon Hara. And during this period of Sinas Chinom and Bayis Sheni, they lost the Madrega of Binyamin completely, and therefore they lost the Yashpeh, the Yeshpeh, the Peh that could have spoken, could have slandered, could have spoken Lashon Hara and did not do so. Now, let's talk about Hashras Hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that the Evan Yashpeh would be lost and it would be found by a Goy, Domeh ben Nesina. We got to understand exactly why. Again, we know that Dom ben Asina was the personification of Kibbutz Av Va'Em. He would not wake up his father. But nevertheless, we want to understand, in the light of our connection between the Yashpeh stone and the Beis HaMikdash, which during Bayis Sheni, the loss of the Yashpeh stone represented a very fundamental message about the Sinas Chinam that the Jewish people were unfortunately guilty of during Bayis Sheni. What does that have to do with this Dom ben Asina, who is the paradigm of Kibbutz Av? So let's go back to what we discussed earlier, that of all the Shvatim, each one vying to have the Beis HaMikdash in his Chelek, Binyamin is singled out, because he doesn't have any part in Sinas Chinam. Let's begin to understand what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. What does it mean, Hashra Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash, and why is Sinas Chinam so antithetical to the Beis HaMikdash? The Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, in Perek Chaf Hei, V'yosu Li Migdash V'shachanti B'socham, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Bonim V'ani Avichem. You are sons, I am your father, Shenemar Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Avichem Shenemar Poskin Yirmiyoh, Ki Hayisi L'Yisrael Li'av. Kovid L'Bonim K'shehen Eitzel Avim, Kovid Li'av Shehu Eitzel Bonov. In the context of Kovid, of Kibbutz Av, we want a close, intimate relationship between the father and the children. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, Asu bayis la'av, sheyovo v'yishra etzel bonov, lekach nemar v'yosu l'migdash. There's a definite connection between bonim, our status, Klal Yisrael, as bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem, and our Father in Heaven, Ki Ayisi L'Yisrael La'av, and the Beis HaMikdash. Build me a Beis HaMikdash, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of our close relationship, father and son. Let's try to understand this. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira that the essence, the purpose, the objective of the Beis HaMikdash is Lahakriv Karbonos, which means to create a kapara. The purpose of every karbon is a kapara. And that means to make a close relationship between Father in Heaven and His children. That relationship is somewhat distant, it's severed, or it suffers, if we will, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ki avanoseichem avdilin beini veinechem, that an avera separates, in this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Klal Yisrael. Now, how do we get Klal Yisrael back together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We want to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Beis HaMikdash. Well, what are we going to accomplish through this Beis HaMikdash? We're going to bring kaparos. We're going to bring korbanos. And that's going to be mechaper. That's going to remove the avonoseichem hayu mavdilim. That barzel, that masacha barzel, which separates Klal Yisrael from their Father in Heaven. So the main thing is to do tshuva, and together with the tshuva to be makriv a korban, and now we can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it's the avon that separates us, And through tshuva and through the kapar, the karbon, we can re-cement and reattach ourselves with a great chibur, a great kirva, karba milosh and kiruv, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the building of the Mishkan, namely according to the Rambam, HaKrovas Karbonos, is to create and generate a kapar in the chatoim, together with tshuva, and to re-solidify the relationship, the close relationship between us as Banim and our Father in Heaven, Ani Avichem. The Chidah says that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makabel the tshuva of Klal Yisrael is because they, the people of Israel, are called banim. We have a dual relationship between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch. On the one hand, he's the Melech. On the other hand, he's the Av. Says the Chidah, the Nafkamina is Mechila, because Melech Shemochal al Kvodo ain Kvodo Mochal, but Av Shemochal al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us that the reason for the building of the Beis HaMikdash is because Atem Banim Vani Avichem, Kavod LeBanim Shein Eitz Al Aviyem. I am your father, we should be close, let's build a Mikdash, we can restore that closeness through the Kaparas HaKarbonos, we're going to build a Mikdash for Avinu Shebashamayim so that we can be his Banim. We have the din of banim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build a house so that we can be close. In this house, he's going to be mekabel HaKarbonos with tshuva and av shemochal al kvodo, kvodo mochal. Now, if the Medrash pinpoints one single pasuk which reveals the purpose of building the Mishkan, building the Mikdash, namely banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, it's worth it for us to read the next two words in the pasuk. It says, "Banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem lo tizgodedu," and the Gemara in Yevamah says that "lo tizgodedu" means "lo tasu agudos agudos." We cannot separate and break down the unity of Klal Yisrael into single groups. The Ritva in Yevamah enhances this. He says, "Hachi kamekra banim atem l'Hashem elokeichem v'kevin shatem bnei av echad." You all are children, sons to one father, and there's only one God that you accept. Roy Lachem, it is appropriate for you. Shalotasu agudos agudos. Don't make it into two Toros. Don't make it into two gods. So it comes out like this, that as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, they're called Banim Laviyam Shebashamayim, but they have to be Banim bi'achdus, without any pirut. Because av echalu kulanu. A father certainly finds it almost intolerable when he sees his children don't get along together. The greatest nachas he has is when his children get along together. We begin now to appreciate with a new perspective, a fresh perspective on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the chelek of Binyamin for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't have any part in Mechiras Yosef. And out of the love that he had for his brothers, he did not reveal to his father that they, his brothers, were responsible, guilty for the crime of selling Yosef. And since the tachlis, the whole purpose of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is for Hashras HaShchina, the father who wants the close relationship with his son, and to facilitate the Akravas HaKarbonos for Kapara Al Avonoseihem, because an av shemochal kvodu kvodu mochal, it makes absolute sense that the brothers have to go in the footsteps of Binyamin. They have to completely eradicate sin aschinam and replace it with avas ha'achim in order to justify their rights to have the Beis HaMikdash, which means to be banim and lo tizkodedu, and therefore Binyamin becomes a central figure here in Beis HaMikdash. Not only that, symbolically, or shall I say, in a conceptual world, Binyamin represents Avas Chinam, which is the precondition for Hashras HaShchina in the Bais. And it's really fascinating that Binyamin really had another name, because Rachel, as she died, unfortunately, she named him Ben Oni, but the pasuk says Aviv, meaning Yaakov, Karlo Binyamin. Rashi says, "What's Binyamin? It's Ben Yamin, literally the son of my right hand." Yaakov Avinu probably saw in Ruach HaKodesh that Binyamin would be the one Shevet that would win the main prize here, that the Beis HaMikdash would be built in his chelek, because of the schus that he was not part of the sinas chinam of the sale of Yosef. And in that schus, Bnei Yisrael are called Banim LaMakom. HaKadosh Baruch accepts the tshuva and the mechila, and that's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. Ka'av sheyachal limchal al kvodo. And when HaKadosh Baruch receives and accepts the tshuva klal Yisrael, that's a mid of chesed. Chesed, which we speak about every Shachris during the week when we say Vahu Rachum, is we say Ki Yamincha Pshuta LeKabel Shavim. That's the Yamin. The Yamin is the Chesed and the willingness to accept Shavim. So Yaakov Avinu changes the name Ben Oni to Ben Yamin. He's the Ben Yamin. In other words, it's his Chus of Yamincha LeKabel Shavim. It's in his chus, I should say, that he is the ben meaning that he's loyal to his father, he's loyal to his brothers, and therefore Yamin, through that ben of Binyamin, would be zochet to the Beis HaMikdash, which is Yamin chapshuta lekabel shavim. The essence of Beis HaMikdash is mechilas ha'av. And now we begin to understand why it was so important that the Evan Yashpa was lost, that Klal Yisrael tried to find it, and where did they find it? In the hands of Dovid ben Esina, who was the paradigm of Kibud Av Va'em on the highest level. The Maral is famous for saying in the Tiferes Yisrael that guy, Dovid ben Esina, was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibud Av with such Mesiras Nefesh, is a remez for all the goyim that come Mizar Shal Esav, that they should be Mekayim, Kibud Av Va'em on the highest level. And again, I'm not going into a long discussion about a Yesod of the Chasam Sofer that says that if we are lacking in Achdus, we meaning the people of Israel, then unfortunately there'll be Achdus amongst the goyim. If we, on the other hand, have Achdus, Mitzad HaKedusha, then there'll be period amongst the Rishayim. We spoke about this with regard to Achashverosh and Haman, etc., etc. And of course, Avram, and Roe Lot, Lo Nasa Asom, Ha'aretz L'Sheves Yachtov. And in this case, that during Vayesheni, the Jewish people were guilty of Sinas Chinam, which is going to ultimately bring down the Beis HaMikdash and create the destruction, they no longer had the Milah of being Bonim, so that the father would be Mashreh Shechina. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, the Evan HaYashpa of Binyamin is going to go into the hands of the guy. He's going to be Mekayim, that closeness between a father and a son, the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'em on the father, on the highest level. And this is going to be a remez, that you, the Jewish people, have lost and forfeited the Yashpa, the Achdus, the love, and the Avas Chinam of Binyamin. And now the Goyim are going to get together, father and son, in a great love, a mutual love, and that's the Kibud Av that's personified by Dom Ben Esina. So Dom Ben Esina has the Evan Yashpa. And he also has the Mid of Yashpa. Yesh Peh, he has the potential of speaking, he can wake up his father, he can take the Evan and sell it for a large sum, a hefty sum. But nevertheless, he's not going to be willing to wake up his father. He is Yashpeh. And this is a remez. This is a divine illusion, a message that's being transmitted to Klal Yisrael, that they should understand that it's their sinas chinam that prevented their possession of the Evan Yashpeh. And if they are guilty of sinas chinam, then as a result, there's going to be a great Achdus amongst the Goyim. Here it's father and son. It's going to be Dom Ben Esina, who protects his father. And we have to understand that a Midah that was meant that for us, and we forego this Midah, now it's given over to the Goyim. That is a harbinger of bad news. So now, Klal Yisrael are in the following situation. They have to buy the Evan Yashpa. They have no recourse but to buy it from Dom Ben Esina. As we said, he was the paradigm of the mitzvah of Kibud Av. This is all a message to Klal Yisrael that their obligation is to get back the midah of Avav Achtus from the Goyim, from in this case Dom Ben Asina. And Baruch Hashem, they were successful ultimately in buying the Evan that represents Binyamin, the Evan Yashba, from this guy by the name of Dom Ben Asina. And at this point, they really have done what we call a Pol Dimyon, a physical act that solidifies the divine will of Achdus Yisrael. But now we get to the third link in our chain, to explain why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the mitzvah of Parah Adumah as the schar for Dom Ben Asina. The Chachmei Yisrael come to buy the Parah, they're willing to pay Zav, Kimishkal HaParah, the gold equal to the weight of this cow. And once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Biramiza, is transmitting a message to Klal Yisrael. And that is that they should get together, unite, and they should be an Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's what it means to be Banim LaMokom. That's going to be the rectification of their chet in the Migdash Sheni of Sinas Chinam. And this all fits in with Rashi in the name of Rabbi Moshe Darshan at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Rashi says that the para is a mashal, can be understood the mashal of a ben shivcha, shetinef paltin shel melech. This child, born to a maidservant, dirties the palace of the king. And tovo imo v'tekanech tzatzoa, let the mother come and clean up the garbage here. So too the para aduma is going to come as a kapara for the egel. So the symbolism here is a mother who cares for her child, and you could say that in the case of Parah Adumah, it's the mother, the Shechina, that cares so much for her children to give them in compassion the possibility of being metar themselves from the highest, most intense level of Tumah through the Parah Adumah. So the Parah Adumah is a remez for the Shechina Kedosha and its relationship to the Bonim. And now let's think about the mitzvah of Parah Adumah. And what lesson, what moral message inheres in the Parah Adumah? Let's talk about Achdus Yisrael. It makes sense that in this context, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Divine Providence wants to transmit a message to Klal Yisrael about Achdus, because during Bayis Sheni they were weak, it makes sense that the Parah Adumah is going to convey that message. And why is the message of Achdus inherent in the Parah Adumah? The Parah Adumah is Metaheres HaTmei Metameis HaTohorim. The Kohen who gets involved in the Avodas HaParah, he himself becomes Tomei. And the Pasuk says, V'kibes Begodov HaKohen V'rochatz B'sor B'mayim V'yachar Yovel HaMachne. Not only that, on a physiological level, leprosy is very contagious. That's why we quarantine the leper, the mitzori, he's chutz l'gimel machnos. Now the Kohen has to go out 3 machnos, and he has to visit the mitzori, has to determine whether or not the mitzori can be invited back to join the machna and to be together with Klal Yisrael. So in a sense, the Kohen has to put himself into danger for the sake of the leper. Like all the stories we have about Rav Levin, Ish Tzaddik, Rav Ari Levin. And therefore, this message of Parah Adumah, the Kohen Gadol, going out there to bring the Mitzorah back to the fold, back to the camp, is a message of intense and profound Avas Yisrael on the highest level. The Kohen is willing to be Metami himself, but not just that, he's willing to expose himself to the danger of Tzaras. And this is the Kapara power for the Chet HaEgel. Tovo imo utkanech tzos b'na. In the schus of the Achdus, Klal Yisrael going to be zochet again, being bonim la'mokom, bonim atem l'shem l'keichem lo tizkodidu. And as a result, the Parah Adumah is a great kapara for Klal Yisrael, a kapara for the Egel. So now I think we can come to the point where we connect and integrate all these parts of a whole, so to speak, of a puzzle, in the story that took place during the Bayis Sheni. First, Klal Yisrael loses the Evan Yashpa Binyamin. That's a remez to teach Klal Yisrael they're guilty of the sin of Sinas Chinam. They have lost the Milo Binyamin, the Evan of Yashpa Yeshpev, Einu Medaber Loshon Hara Al Achiv. And once they lost that Midah of Yashpa, of Ava, the Evan now comes into the hands of a guy by the name of Dom Menasina as a remez that if they won't live up to the standards and the Midah of Achdus, then you know what? The Achdus between a father and a son is going to be transferred over to Dom Menasina, to a guy. And ultimately, the Churban of Bayis Sheni. Therefore, we begin to understand that Dom Menasina is unwilling to sell the Evan Yashpa because he doesn't want to wake up his father. He's Kibud Avaim. This is again a remnant to Klal Yisrael, that they have violated the Midah of Achdus and given it over to the Goyim. Even the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim in its paradigm state is now given over to the Goyim, because Kibud Avaim is also an Achdus. And again, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, the greatest Achdus is the father with his children. That's the Kibud Av, that's the solidification of Kibud Av. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up a sequence of events in which the guy is going to get his schar, because the Par Adum is going to be born in his flock. And again, it's a message to Klal Yisrael. They have to understand, they have to learn from the mitzvah of Par Aduma what Achdus is all about, Avas Yisrael. That the Kohen is Mitami himself, he exposes himself in order, because of his love for each Jew. And that's another way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted in a very strong, clear way the message of Achdus, the most important message that Klal Yisrael had to receive at that time, the time of Bayis Sheni. We have to understand that spiritually, symbolically, the Evan Yashpa Binyamin is a message, perhaps a moral obligation imposed and incumbent upon every one of us to run away from Sinas Chinam of Lashon Hara and instead try to get the Avas Chinam, the Bein Adam L'Chavero, of the Yashpa. And if that be the case, we do what we might call the ultimate Kibud Avaim. That's the Kibud of Avinu Shebashamayim, who wants the Ava to be shor amongst his children. And in this chus of Avos Yisrael, should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to the Gula Shlema, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should again be Mashri Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, as a father is close to his children, b'mheirav Yameinu. Amen.